Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing up the second parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're going to be starting the third parak of Maseches Trumos. We're going to be learning parak Beis Mishnah Vav and parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. In parak Beis Mishnah Vav, we're going to be continuing our discussion regarding separating Truma, and specifically the halacha number one, that when separating Truma, you should be giving from the best quality Truma, number one, and number two, that you're not allowed to separate Truma from one type of crop on behalf of another type of crop. Says the Mishnah, V'tormin zese shemen al zese kevesh, that a person is allowed to separate truma of olives that are going to be used for oil, they're ultimately going to crush them and make them into olive oil, on behalf of olives that are going to be used for pickling. And the reason is because olives that are going to be used for oil are higher quality oil and are higher quality olives, and therefore you can give those olives to the Kohen as Truma on behalf of the olives that are lower quality that are simply going to be used for pickling. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Velo zese kevesh al zese shemen. You cannot separate truma from the olives that are going to be used for pickling on behalf of the olives that are going to be used for oil, because once again, those are lower quality olives, and you can't give the lower quality olives to the Kohen on behalf of the higher quality olives. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'yayin she'ena mevushal al ha-mevushal. And you can't give wine that is not mevushal on behalf of wine that is mevushal. What does that mean? So what's yayin mevushal? So oftentimes, if you see a bottle of wine, it will say that it's mevushal. And the reason for that is because one of the concerns that the chacham, the rabbis had in terms of wine, was that a Jew is not allowed to use the wine that was poured by a non-Jew, because we used to be concerned that perhaps the non-Jew used the wine for their avodah zarah, used their wine to serve their idols, and it happens to be that really was a form of idol worship in the olden days that non-Jews used to practice. So what we would do is we'd have wine that was called mevushal wine, that was cooked wine, because if we cooked the wine to such a significant extent, it lowered the quality of the wine, and therefore the non-Jews weren't going to use it. Even they had standards in terms of the types of wine that they would use for their idol worshipping, they would not use mevushal wine for their idol worshipping, and therefore it was an extra safeguard, an extra way of protecting ourselves from potentially using wine that was used for avodah zarah. But the fact is, it's a lower quality wine, and therefore the Mishnah says that you can't use this wine that's she'ena mevushal al ha-mevushal, that's wine that's not mevushal, on behalf of wine that is mevushal. I'm sorry, v'yayin she'ena mevushal al mevushal. You can separate wine that's not mevushal on behalf of wine that is mevushal, because wine that's not mevushal is better quality, it's higher quality, and therefore you have mevushal wine, you can separate truma from the non-mevushal wine on behalf of that wine. But v'lo min ha-mevushal al she'ena mevushal, but you cannot separate wine that is mevushal on behalf of wine that isn't mevushal, because then again you would be separating wine that is higher quality. That is a rather lower quality on behalf of wine that is higher quality, and you cannot do that. Continuing in the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Shehu Kilayim B'Chaveru, anything, going back to Maseches Kilayim, any type of crop that would halachically be considered kilayim, that you're not allowed to grow them together and cultivate them together, are obviously considered two separate crops. So anything that the halacha of kilayim says you're not allowed to do, lo yitrom mizel, so you therefore can't separate truma one unto the other, because if in the halachos of kilayim they're considered two separate crops, then in the halachos of truma they're considered two separate crops as well. Afilu, says the Mishnah, min hayofa al hara, even if you are separating the better one, the better quality, on behalf of the worse quality. If apples and oranges, so let's say the apples are really good quality apples, and the oranges are not such good quality, so you still can't separate the good quality apples on behalf of the bad quality oranges, because they're two different types of crops, and therefore you cannot separate truma from one on behalf of the other. V'chol she'eino kilayim b'chaveir, but says the Mishnah, the other side is true as well, that any crops that are not halachically considered kilayim unto one another, crops that you are allowed to grow together. Torei min hayafa al hara. Therefore, you can separate truma one from the other. You can separate certainly the higher quality type of crop on behalf of the lower quality type of crop, like we said in terms of the olives and in terms of the wine. Avalom min hara al hayafa, but you can certainly not separate from the bad types of crop on behalf of the better types of crop, because like we said, you're always supposed to give the chaylev, the better, the choicest types of crops for truma. And therefore, even if they're the same or similar types of crops, you can't separate the worst one and give that to the Kohen and on behalf of the nicer types of crops. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ve'im taram min hara layafa. But if a person does separate from the worst type of crop on behalf of the better type of crop, truma is still a valid separation b'di'avad, after the fact. You shouldn't do that l'chatchila. It's not the ideal way to separate. You shouldn't be separating the bad quality on behalf of the better quality. But nonetheless, the truma is valid, chutz, except for min hazunin al hachitin, except if you're separating zunin on behalf of chitim. Zunin are like very, very low quality types of wheat that were used not even to feed the people, but they were used to feed to the birds, and therefore it's not really food, as the Mishnah says, she'einan ochel. It's not, the zunin are not really considered food, and therefore you can't separate zunin for the kohen on behalf of regular wheat. The Mishnah concludes with a machlokas regarding cucumbers, two different types of cucumbers. Vaha kishos, vaha milafathon, min echad, says the Tanakhama, when it comes to regular cucumbers and curvy cucumbers, they're one type of crop for the purposes of separating truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Shnei mina, no, that the regular cucumbers and the curvy cucumbers are two different types of crops, and therefore you would not be allowed to separate truma from one to the other, and presumably you therefore could not grow them together as well in the area of Kilayim. But as the Mishnah points, as the Bar Tanura points out, we possibly went to Tanakam, and therefore these two types of cucumbers would be considered the same for the purposes of separating truma. Continuing now with Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah, Hatorim Kishos Venimtzes Mara. If a person is separating truma, and he separates cucumbers, and he finds, after he already separates the truma, that these were bitter cucumbers. I don't know if you've ever had, you're eating a salad, and all of a sudden you take a bite into a cucumber, and it tastes bitter. You didn't realize it doesn't look bitter, but sometimes it tastes bitter. Or avatiach venimtza saruach, where you have a melon that you separate as truma, and you find also that it's spoiled. There's something wrong with the melon that you separated. Says the Mishnah, truma v'yachzor v'yitrum. This, what you separated, is considered a separation of truma, but v'yachzor v'yitrum, but you still must nonetheless go back and separate truma. Again, this is a kenas, this is a punishment. As the Bar Tanura points out, even though it was really an accident, it was karov l'mezid. It was almost like mezid, because you should have tasted it a little bit before. You should have taken a little bit, put it in a basket, and made sure that it wasn't bitter, that it wasn't spoiled, and so on. And therefore, the Bar Tanura says, that's what the Mishnah teaches us, that in this situation, what you separated is truma, but you still must separate truma again for the Kohen. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaTorim Chavis Shal Yayin V'nimtzeis Shal Chometz. If a person separates a barrel of wine for truma, and then finds, oh my gosh, this wine is vinegar. So, Im Yadua Shehayis Shal Chometz Ad Shelo Trauma. If you knew that it was chometz before you separated the truma, then ain't a truma, then the separation is not valid. You should have not separated vinegar on behalf of wine. You should have known that, and therefore it's not a valid truma. However, im mishatarma hechmitza. However, if it became vinegar, because again, vinegar is just basically fermented in old wine. So if it became vinegar after you separated, when you separated the wine, it was wine, and then since it was separated, it became vinegar. So then says the Mishnah, Harezu Truma. This is considered to be Truma because it wasn't vinegar at the time of the Hafrash, at the time of the separation. And therefore, you can assume that what you separated was Truma for wine, and you are good to go. However, says the Mishnah, Im Safik, if you're Mesopik, if you're not sure, if there's a doubt in your mind, was it Chometz? Was it vinegar when I separated it, or was it wine, and it only became vinegar later? So im safak, if one's not sure, truma, the yachzor v'yitrom, what you separated is truma, but, and therefore it's subject to all of the halachos, all of the laws of truma, but v'yachzor v'yitrom, but you must go ahead and separate truma again for this for this wine. And this is an example of the concept of Safek Da'araisa L'Churma. We have a case of Safek Da'araisa, of a doubt on a Da'araisa level. On a Da'araisa level, we don't know, is this Truma or not? And therefore, we are Machmir, we're stricter, and we require you to separate Truma once again. And our Mishnah is going to conclude with two basic halachos as it pertains to regarding these two separations. Like we said, in a case where you're mesupik, where you're not sure, when did it become vinegar? Was it vinegar from the beginning or not? So there were basically, so for mesupik, if there's a doubt, then you have to separate truma again. So our Mishnah is going to teach us the following. Harishona, the first separation of truma that were mesupik, that were doubtful whether it was vinegar or not, eina midamas bifneatzma, the halachos of demua, the halachos of bittul, does not apply. Demua is the halacha that the 1/100th of truma, that if you have a mixture, a ta'arov, that you're not sure, is it chulin, is it truma, there's a little bit of truma that went into the chulin, that went into the regular food, so the halacha is that if one one hundredth of the ta'arov of the mixture is chulin, is regular food, then you are fine to eat it. But if it's less than that, then it would not work. It would be truma. You'd have to burn and you'd have to get rid of it. But the halacha of meduma really only applies, and it's really a din derabbanan. It's a rabbinic thing that was enacted by the rabbis. And at the raisa level, there's a concept of a bitzel berov, that even a majority, if it's even a little bit less than majority, then technically it would be a sufficient ta'aroves. But it's a rabbinic enactment of meduma that 1/100th is a stricter amount that you have to wait. But because this is a situation of suffix, we're not sure, therefore we're not going to apply in the case of meduma to such a person. And vein chayovin aleha chomesh, and as well in this first separation of the chometz, of the vinegar, we don't require someone to give another 25% of truma if a non-kohen were to eat it. Normally we require you to give another 25% to the Kohen. But here as well, because a kanas, this punishment, really only applies if you know for the fact that it's truma. But if it's a case of suffig, we're not sure if it's truma or not, then the chomesh, the additional 25% would not apply. And the halacha of meduma, this din derabbanan, this rabbinic law of bittul being 1/100th for the ta'aroves to work, would not apply as well. Quick review, Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, discuss the fact that number one, when it comes to various higher quality crops, you can separate truma if the higher quality is on behalf of the lower quality, but not vice versa. The Mishnah taught us the rule that if when it comes to kilayim, two crops are not permitted to grow and be cultivated together, then the halacha applies as well, that you can separate truma one from the other, but if the halacha of kilayim would allow you to plant them together, then you would also be allowed to separate truma one from the other. And then the Mishnah said that even though generally speaking you can't separate the worst type of crop on behalf of a better type of crop, but if one does so, generally speaking, the truma would be a valid separation, except this case of this bird food that you would not be able to do because it's not considered to be real food. Then the parak concluded with a machlokas regarding different types of cucumbers. Are they considered one type of food for the purpose of truma or not? And ultimately, patsan like the chachamim, like the tanakam, namely, they are considered one type of crop, and therefore you can separate truma one from the other. And then parak gil, Mishnah Aleph, discussed a case where you have cucumbers or melon, and you find that they're bitter, there's something wrong with them, after you already separated truma. And the Mishnah said that you must separate truma once again, even though you separated truma once, but you found that it was spoiled, it should have been more careful, tasted a little bit beforehand, and therefore you must separate truma again. And the same thing is true when it comes to separating a barrel of wine that you found it was really a vinegar. So the question is, if you knew for a fact that it was vinegar before you separated truma, then it wasn't a separation, you got to separate truma again. But if it became vinegar, once you already separated the truma, then it is considered to be truma because, again, it was wine when you separated it, and it only became vinegar later. But if one's mesupik, if one's not sure when it became vinegar, then you would have to separate truma once again, and what you already separated is truma as well. Again, this is a classic case of safek da'araisa l'chumra, being strict when you have a doubt on a Torah level. And then the Mishnah concluded by just saying that both of these separations are separating again because we're not sure when it became vinegar, but both of these separations are not subject to the lachos of meduma, of this bittul rule. and they're also not subject to the halachas of a chumash of adding on a fifth if a zar, if a non-kohen, were to eat the truma. Have a great day.